Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers. It's Rockwell Peterson.
Joining me in the studio today, I got Thresh in Chicago. You guys want to tell everybody at home a little bit about yourselves?
I'll go. Whatever, Chicago. Shit, ain't really much to know about me other than I like to have a good time, so.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Lately, I've been changing up myself, you know, finding out more and more, you know, things about myself as far as, like, controlling my emotions and controlling things around me that, like, I was letting go on. So, you know, right now, I'm just kind of working on me, kind of working on who I used to be, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been, like, Chicago, I've been super proud of Thresh. Because, like, this man, I watched you go from being, you know, you weren't really in control of yourself when you first, like, came down and joined the crew, bro. Like, and I could tell, you know, like, stuff would throw you off that I forget would be a normal thing to, like, throw somebody off. I've just been doing it for a hot minute, but, like, yeah, I don't know. You really, like, you're a veteran of the industry now, and it's nice because some dudes, like, crack and some dudes get it, and they click with it, and they vibe with it, and it's, you don't know until it happens.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I never thought I would be doing security, to be honest. It's not something that, like, 100% crossed my mind. Like, the only, like, the closest thing I would say would be, like, bounty hunting. Like, that to me is what I grew up watching, was, like, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Rest in peace, Bath, man.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Jeez.
But, yeah, that was, like, one of my idols. So, the idea of being, like, that kind of guy was on my brain, but doing this has definitely has shown me, like, that was my path, like, to go down a road where I'm doing, you know, security, helping the community around me, trying to make people understand that they can be better, they can change their lives, like, it's never too late to do that.
Like, it means so much when dudes out of the company come up to us and are like, yo, like, working for you guys has changed my life. Like, Tarzan the other day straight up was just like, yo, my life has changed so much already, and, like, just not being out doing dumb shit, bro. Like, having a community, having dudes that are into the same stuff, you know what I mean?
It's nice to notice change is always good. It's never good to be just, like,
be static and still.
Yeah, and then be accepting of it.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst thing you can do, is accept the way that you live, because you can always want more. And it took me a while to realize, like, not to be still and to start, like, doing more with myself, realizing that time is short. Like, I don't want to go out with people knowing that I didn't amount to something that I said I would.
Yeah.
That bothers me now. Before, it didn't. I didn't really think about it. No, like, it gets to me.
I feel that for sure, because honestly, for me, I was fucking around for these last, like, I don't even know, since I got out of high school, you know?
Yeah.
So, fucking, my friends were always, like, doing really good, you know? And, like, that was me trying to live up to that, but I never wanted to really either, you know? Didn't even know what I wanted to do, right? And, like,
yeah.
I just figured that out. Like, I was, like, pretty nervous to do security at the rally, you know, but then once I did it, fuck, it was a good time. I liked it, you know, I enjoyed it. And then
I'm glad you did, bro.
Yeah,
like, honestly, because it's great having you come down and join the family, man, because it really is a family, bro. Like,
mm-hmm. I'm open my eyes, though, because, like, I enjoy it doing that too, doing it down there too. So
yeah,
you know, fuck, all my friends are about to graduate from college, and it kind of feels like I figured out finally what I, like, want to do, you know? So
yeah, bro.
That's what's been cool and good, because I was drinking a lot, and you know, it takes my Friday and Saturday nights away, like I said, but I'm still out there, you know, just sober and getting paid to do it, you know.
It's nice.
You still get to have a good time.
Yeah, dude. Really is a good time. Mm-hmm. Like,
we're not going crazy like those other people are, but we're still having a good time. You know? Right. Gets a little hectic sometimes, for sure.
And it's not like we go crazy when we're out anyways. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
it's different being the sober observer for a change, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I guess last weekend would definitely be my first weekend in a really long time being as sober as I have been. I mean, since, 2 weeks ago, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, dude, it was crazy just, like, because usually by that time I'm, like, hammered. And it's just so funny, like, seeing it in a different way.
Yeah, dude. It's like you realize that you don't want to be that guy. You know, because you spend so much time having to deal with that guy, and you're like, all right, I can't do this, bro. Like,
and I was partying so often that, like, it's crazy to see how much better it feels and how much clearer your mind is, like, just kind of chilling on it, on the whole shit, too. For me, anyways. Fuck, dude, I was really bad for a little bit, so. Yeah. Right before I got the job with you, bro, I mean, I fucking was having panic attacks really bad. My anxiety. Damn. I think what the whole thing was is I just wasn't doing right by me, you know.
So, yeah, bro. Yeah, well, to some degree, it's like every time I start getting off the path of, like, whatever I'm supposed to be doing, life hits me so hard so fast.
Right.
Life hits me so hard so fast. And I know I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I can see it in y'all's faces. You know what I'm talking about. Like,
right.
And some people just accept it. And I'm just like, yep. Okay. What? That just, it hurts to watch.
Depend, you know?
Yeah.
I think what, like, I've noticed too, is that you see the lifestyle that you could be living in if you're still, like, you know, for where we work. I'm seeing people clubbing my age, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to be doing it too. Not gonna lie. Like, some nights, especially when we got, like, fire music, like, all night long. And
just gotta, popping.
Yeah, we just gotta sit there bobbing our heads. You know, I don't mind not, like, being a part of the crowd, but, like, it is way better seeing it from our side of things than I think it would be from theirs.
Yeah.
Just because, like, for me, I learned that I like being more in control of myself.
Yeah.
Like, alcohol, I drink here and there, but I don't ever get to the point where I don't know what I'm doing. Like, that scares me.
And there's nothing cooler than winning that battle with yourself, too. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the hardest one to win, too, out of anything, you know? So, I feel like that's what's cool. Like, as much as you want to be on the other side, you're just like, fuck, you know you can't be, and you gotta just, you know.
Yeah.
It would be nice to not feel like I have to worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
For me, my worry just comes from, what is someone gonna do?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, now, anywhere I go, I think that.
Yeah, dude, and it's hard to turn it off, and honestly, that's why, like, I've got a lot of anxiety about, like, going out in public if I'm not working or, like, doing something. You know? And so it helps me to, like, kick it with you guys, because it's one of the few times that I can, like, relax in, like, social situations out in public, because it helps take away some of that, like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm rolling deep with 4 or 5 homies,
we're all on the same page without thinking about it.
Yeah, know? It's like, if something goes down, we all know we got each other's backs, and now I'm just chilling, you know? Because, like, one dude with a knife is scary if you're alone. I don't care who you are. You with 5 of your homies, it's like, all right, 3 of them gonna grab that hand. I'm gonna light this dude up real quick. Like,
right, yeah. That's,
with punches, though.
Yeah, sorry, with punches.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But, yeah, I don't know. I love it, though. Like, especially working at the clubs, like that's my craft that I want to just be perfect at, like, to the point where I don't have to think, I just do, and like I like feeling like I know everyone around me is safe, and I feel like it feels good to me that I feel like I'm part of that.
Yeah.
That safety. Like, it's all our guys, but I like that feeling. I'm sure some of the other guys feel the same way. Like, they like that other people feel safe around them.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
But you're the one who's keeping them also in order for that, too.
Yeah.
So you're kind of above, like, there's another higher, like, you know, to it for you, you know, which is cool as fuck.
Yeah, bro. And, like, we...
Because without that order, I mean, what the fuck is it, you know?
It, like, I promise you, to us, it never feels like we're above you guys. Like, it's straight up just like, all right, I'm babysitting y'all. Like, I got to check on y'all. I got to make sure you're good. Like, it's just an extra, like, what management is what management should be. It's just extra responsibilities. Because, like, somebody's got to make sure everybody's in their spot and where they're supposed to be.
Right. I don't look at it like that at all. I didn't know what the fuck, how the fuck. It goes down or what I'm supposed to do, you know? So I'm going to listen and understand what I got to do. Because now this weekend, it'll be a lot easier, you know?
Yeah, you've been killing it, bro. Like, Mark's already super happy with you. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome to see because Mark usually doesn't like people.
Right. That's dope.
It's awesome, dude.
It takes a while to get used to the environment that you're in, too.
Yeah,
especially,
bro.
Like, if you're from somewhere else and you're used to how it was there, and then you're here, it's like, I would say a night and day difference for me, at least. Even just hitting the Colorado clubs, like, that was so different than what we got in Rapid.
It's crazy, like, man.
Such a different environment. In a good way, though. Like, I just think it's insane that... Even though we do have issues, like, at the club, they get resolved.
Quickly.
Like, very fast. Like.
And, bro, that's just because we're on top of it. Like, that's the difference there, man. It's like, if you don't let it turn into an all-out brawl, like, the farther it goes, the harder it's going to be to shut down. And the problem that a lot of people have is they let their anxiety control them. They sit there and they're like, oh, God, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And they don't step in until it's almost too late. Well, guess what? When it's almost too late, both sides are already in that full-on adrenaline-out fight-or-flight mode. There's no reasoning with them. There's no, like... Now you're just fighting both of them, and congrats, neither of them like you now.
So you gotta learn how to work the crowd.
Yeah.
Working the crowd is your biggest, like, move. Especially, like, if you have to get to that scene, like, that crowd better, like you enough, because some people, they will block you.
They just won't move.
Like, even if, like, excuse me, please let me by, and then, like, they just stand there. I don't know. But having a group situation, like, I've already had to deal with it more times now than I used to. And so, like, it's new for me. So, like, the very first time I dealt with the crowd, like, it was a 2-on-2 by group. And then it turned into, like, 8-on-8, like, it just kept growing and growing and growing, and not a single punch got thrown, just liquor thrown on each other. That was about it. But all we kept saying was, like, don't do it in here, don't do it in here, like, don't let it happen in here. And it didn't. And, like, I think you just have to make them understand, like, respect my, like, the environment that you are partying in. You're having a bad moment right now. It's going to be over with, even if you deal with it outside.
Yeah.
Everything inside, we're cool, you know? Whatever you got going on out there, that's your business. But our business is to make sure the business we're working for stays intact.
Especially if that's your place to party and you want to keep coming back, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
And that's the one thing you obviously don't think about in those situations, especially when you're drunk, you know?
So. Yeah. You don't think, like,
right?
Am I risking my opportunity of partying here? Because I warn people. I'm like, hey, man, I just need you to relax. Just calm down. Like,
take
I don't
want
to have to, like, make sure that I can't allow you back in if you keep going on. Like, I warn people. Like, please don't do that. Like, I don't want to have to, like, make sure you can't party here. Like,
yeah.
They don't get it in the moment. But then when, like, they actually do get banned from there, it's like, I tried telling you.
They also don't understand that you really don't care. You're just like... You're actually trying to help them. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I have no skin in
that way. They think you're kind of like, you know, hey, man, calm down or else I'm going to throw you out type shit. But it's like, no.
No, like,
calm down, because or else you're probably going to be fucking out of here and probably 86 most likely, just depending on what is going on.
And what blows my mind is people still, after 2 years, can't seem to understand 86 from one is 86 from all. You know what I mean? Like, if you get banned from a place for doing something, and you're on that banned list, you don't get into any of them, bro.
It's like, if you did what you did at this one location,
why would we,
you think that we wouldn't think that you would do it at the other one?
Yeah. Like why would we give you the opportunity, bro? Yeah. And then they're like, oh my God, what? Why? And I'm like, dude, there's plenty of other bars. It's not like we run every bar downtown, dude. Like... Right.
Yeah, go have fun elsewhere, cause them problems if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
and hopefully it'll turn into a job for us. You know what I mean? Like,
my thing is, I like when the people apologize.
Yeah.
Because it makes me a little more lenient on, like, all right, like, you're out of here, you're never coming back. Like, it makes me, like, rethink, like, okay, did they just come to an understanding that they're really drunk and just acting like an asshole right now? Because then, like, I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. Come back tomorrow. Yeah, if it's like a Friday, I'll be like, come back tomorrow. If it's a Saturday, like, come back next weekend.
Yeah.
Try things over. Sorry about your night, but I can't let you continue being here. Come back next time. And usually, they're
back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're chilling. They get it.
They don't do nothing wrong, and it's like, okay, maybe they understand now, like, their limit, or like, hey, I shouldn't, like, be doing this here. Like, it's nice. Like, incident reports are way better now than they used to be.
True.
Like, fighting has died down, like...
Especially from last year, for sure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. I remember being in there last year.
There was
something at least happening every weekend.
Dude, I was so tired. Like, I'm still recovering from just everything that's gone down in the last 3 years, bro. Like, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Like, and it's nice that it's finally starting to calm down, but it's like, when everything hits you, you know, like, you finally take a breath, and then it's like, hey!
Right. For sure.
Because, like, I watched Diablo get kicked in the face by six dudes in front of the 445. Like, right in front of me, bro. Because then I had to go fight those six dudes. That was my job. Christ. Yeah, bro.
That would suck.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that I came in when I did, like, when it had calmed down. Because now I know how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not coming in, like, trying to fix it from, you know,
yeah,
the bottom. I'm at, like, near the top, but I'm still needing to put the patches where they need to be patched.
Yeah. You get a lot more level-headed view of the ship. Because, like, I've had so many people burn out. And I can't even... I can't believe it. Like, it blows my mind. Like...
Yeah. I mean, it's a different type of...
burnout.
Yeah. It's not like you are overworked. You're just, like, drained.
Yeah.
Mentally. Like...
Yeah.
I understand why some people leave. Like, I totally get it. Like, there was a moment, like, no lie, where I was like... all right, this is actually too much for me right now. Like, I can't do it. You know, especially if the guy's got life things going on. Like, I've got life things going on. So, like, they collide. And it's, like, a huge combustion in the brain.
Yeah, and honestly, I found that, like, that moment kind of comes for everybody in this industry. Like, that's the final test right there of whether or not you're going to be able to handle it long term or not. And it hits at different times for different people, you know. And I've had some dudes work for me, like, Slick. Year. He was one of my longest employees. Drops the ball out of nowhere, dude.
When did he leave?
A month and a half ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been weird. It's been a weird change, especially for me. Because, like, I don't know, I grew close, like, really close to the old crew that we used to have.
Yeah, bro.
And watching, like, new people come in all the time, it's, like, nice. And each time, like, it's great in its own way.
Oh, yeah.
I like that it's not like this. I would never want it to be like the crew before, you know?
Yeah.
I like the change. I like to see, you know, the different personalities that come through the door. Like, in my eyes, it's nice, like, seeing new faces. I don't like seeing some of the same faces, like, every single day, because I feel like then I'm just living the same day every day. And, it, like, that kind of stuff gets boring. And, you know, I like the fact that I can talk and train, like, new guys, like, to understand something and then take that with them, you know, if they plan on leaving or, you know, whatever the case may be where they don't work with the company anymore. I know that guy is going to leave and learn something from our company.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm going to be honest, it's confusing as fuck sometimes. I feel bad. It's just like in this process of me like processing and catching up mentally to where we're at and what's going on. Like, I still forget that we don't have certain guys on the crew, you know, because I went through so much with so many of these dudes over the last, like, 2 years, man.
Right.
Like, it was me and two other guys that did, there was 5 fights at this rap show we were working. And one of them was a 3-on-9.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and we won.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Where was that at?
Holiday Inn, next to the Civic Center. Art. Yeah, we were contracted out by the rap artist, not the hotel, which is the craziest thing.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It means,
I guess.
It means that we were on a personal security detail for the rappers.
So they could do whatever they can do
yep.
to make sure that
yep.
the rappers are safe.
Like, the hotel didn't give us orders. They did.
Right.
And so the hotel had signal security, bro. So we had to work that contract with them. These dudes screamed and got out of my way as I put a dude in, like, a standing arm triangle and dragged him out. After he was trying to punch me in the face.
That's crazy. What was that, like a year or 2 years ago, maybe? A year or 2 years?
This was last Halloween, so yeah, a year ago. That's crazy. It's been that long. Because, yeah.
Yeah, years went by fast as fuck. I remember last year on this time.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
I feel like it's gotten that way, like throughout the years, like the older you get.
Right.
Because, like, when I was a kid, I felt like forever.
Yeah.
Now, like, when I turn into, like, a teenager, I was kind of like.
You know, it's kind of like you still had a look, like, you still had, like, you know, like 6-4 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a different feeling each time, like the older you get, like new.
It was I feel like it was after 21, you know, because like you were looking forward to 18 and 21, and then after 21, there's really nothing to look forward to, like not another age really.
Yeah,
25. So good.
True.
Mainly because of car insurance. Like that dips down.
True.
Like. That's a huge perk. But yeah, after 25, you just get told that you're a quarter century old, and it makes you feel like shit, and you're like, well
when you say it like that, that does sound fucked up.
Yeah, well, it's the way you...
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That sounds fucked up. So I mean, told me that, I'd be like, damn.
That's what Ben told me. That's
Jesus.
Ben told me, man, why you gotta say that shit?
Ben looked at me, and he was like, you're a quarter century old, bro. And I was like... I just stared. I'm like, damn, bro, you hit me with that.
Mockingjay's just mad that he's not 21 yet. Like, that's all it is. Like, as a dude who just hit that mile marker, like, that
was... It was him anyway, bro. Like, Slick said something slick, and so did Ben, towards me, because I was, like, going at them about something, and they hit me with that. Yeah, it hurt a little bit, not gonna lie. But like I said, it's...
Without even thinking it would, but it's just, like, one of those ones. Like, it's like, damn! Yeah. I never thought of that. Because century, you know how long... Yeah, saying it like that just sounds fucked up.
Well, that's why, like... I don't know. It's about the phrasing and the mindset that you have, because, like... Somebody told me that it's all downhill after you turn 21, and I'm like, bro, what happened in your life? Bro. What did you do? You know what I mean? Like, it's whatever you want. It's not downhill if you don't make it downhill. Yeah, you don't have anything explicitly, you know, mile marker in your life to look forward to. Guess what? You pass the tutorial. That's what it means, like, in game terms.
There's, like, people that are, like,
you can start the game
plus.
Now.
Yeah, like, congrats.
There are people that are, like, 50-plus, like, in age that are still, like, powerlifting,
yeah,
doing bodybuilding competitions, doing, like, the triathlon, all that kind of stuff. Like, they still feel young. And, like, one thing I got told by someone who was older was that you will always feel young, but you will always look older. And, like, it's crazy. Because my grandpa... I love this man, and I just feel like he's never wanted to fully, like, ever feel old. And I don't know. I just think it's wild. Like,
it's weird you say that, because that was one thing I was thinking about the other day. Because, so you guys could use this, for example, too, if you have cousins. But, like, my little cousins are seniors, and I'm like, damn, I remember, like, I still look at them as, like, when they were, like,
children.
Fuck, dude. I mean, like, when we were little, you know, yeah. I still see them the same way. Obviously, like, how our parents see us. So it's like, I'll always probably see them that way, right? But they'll get older. So, like, you get what I'm trying to say here? Like,
oh, yeah, totally. Like, my little sister just started driving because she just turned 14. And it's just, like, a head trip for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm like,
what I'm trying to say is, and since... our parents look that way, like, they must never really have changed. Obviously, just life happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so crazy, because, like, you would love to see them,
yeah,
now, but, like, look how we do, like, you know, like,
yeah,
back in their heyday type shit, but you won't.
No. And that, well, one of the craziest, like, okay, I see where you're coming
from.
Anyone
older,
like,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
then,
no,
like,
totally.
We will always
totally
look at it as our cousins, like, or whoever is younger, the
yeah
same way.
Yeah.
And, like, so I'm trying to apply that to, like,
so,
like, is that, like, we're obviously how we feel now is how
yeah
we're going to feel when we're their age type shit. You know,
yeah,
we're going to always still feel the same and feel young, you know?
Yeah, bro. Like, one of the most interesting things that I've found that's made me really good at, like, reading people is look at them, look at the people around you as if they're children, and try to figure out what kind of, like, kid they'd be at different stages in your life. You know what I mean? Because, like, throughout, like, getting to know you, Chicago, like, I've been thinking, like, all right, would I have, like, fucked with this dude in elementary? Would I have fucked with him in middle school? Would I have fucked with him in high school? Would I have fucked with him in college? You know what I mean? Because that's, like, that's how I organize the different phases in my life and the person that I am.
Right.
And, like, as I get older, I know for a fact I'm going to be like, would I have fucked with this person in the 18 to 21? You know what I mean? Would I have fucked with this person in the 21 to 25?
Right. Well, I see what you're saying. So, like, the different phases of your life.
Yeah, bro. And yeah, so, like, so if you can estimate somebody's age and kind of work it backwards, especially if you have older friends, like, picture all of them as, like, fucking children and just analyze them on the most basic level, because we all come in with a certain, like, operating mode, and that's why there's, like, religion and politics are so fractured, partially just because we all come in with our own temperaments and ways of assessing things, and in the same way that, like, an HP computer isn't like accessible to certain kind of viruses that would, like, affect an Apple computer or, like, a Mac, you know? Same thing with humans. You know, like, What are your basic tendencies? Okay, are you more prone to be, let's say, Republican or Democrat? Just as like an off-the-bat thing. Boom. And then you take all the subsections, because realistically there's like 12 different nations that make up the United States if you look at it culturally and like what affects us and like our geography and the environment, as well as like the general demographics of the population and the way that that plays off of each other. And it's just crazy, you know. And like a byproduct of that is the jokes we were having earlier with the way that certain words sound and the way that people from different parts of the country say it.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I just think it's crazy too that like certain words like that we used to say when we were kids, and like if you were to say that to somebody now, like
they perfect example, Call of Duty lobbies back in the day.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, like, it's completely different.
I think I'd be locked up. Yeah. For the shit I used to say.
I think every player in that time period, when that Modern Warfare 2 came out, that first lobby I jumped into, right back to square one, dude. It was like I had to go hide in a hole again.
God.
Just came after me, dude, saying the most craziest shit. Like,
you can't get away. Like, the difference way back then, though, around BO2, you were also hearing some of that shit kind of like, okay, BO2, okay, Call of Duty lobbies, obviously you were just talking shit to each other.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of that shit was able to kind of just be said and like, it wasn't really thought of or cared about.
Yeah.
Just as an example, it'd be like, mom jokes, like terrible mom jokes. Bad. Ones that, like, if your mom heard you, like, your ass was going to get beat. Yeah. Like, but yeah, like, the... just some of the words, man, like, that people would come up with, too, but, like, they would be terrible words. Like, those are some crazy, crazy times. Like,
but the just the most amazing times. I miss, like, the whole, like, not social media aspect of things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still going outside and shit. I know I'm young, but in 01, like, I feel like the 01 babies, like, half of us is, like, the new generation, and half of us is, like, you know?
I don't know.
Because I still remember going outside and walking to people's houses, riding our bikes, and, like, you knew where everyone was at because all the bikes were outside of the house type shit. Like, I still remember it being like that, and then video games coming out, and then this and this and this, but, you know, I don't know. It's just wild now.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me because when I was growing up, I was outside a lot, like a lot more than I probably am now, to be honest.
Right.
But like, dude, I would just go make friends with the neighborhood kids, dude. Like, even if we didn't go to the same school, like, I knew people. Like, social networking at a young age. Mm-hmm. Like,
without even knowing what that really was.
Right. Not,
like, that's like a skill now.
It's insane, dude. Especially, like, I still talk to a lot of the same people that I used to go to elementary school with. And there's some people I don't talk to, and, you know, it's not like...
I can only imagine what my life would have been like growing up like that, because my closest neighbor growing up was, like, a mile away.
That's so weird to hear. Just my neighbor was like 10 feet. Dude, houses in Fort Lauderdale are just stacked, like, Jesus, on top of each other. Like, there's like no privacy type, like, anything. Like, here, there's so much more privacy. Like,
even if you are kind of close to a house,
exactly. Like, it's so crazy to me. Like, I don't know. I like to not have neighbors. Like, that's a goal of mine, is to get to the point where I don't have neighbors, because I grew up with neighbors my whole life. So, like, not having neighbors is a goal of mine, and it's not that, like, I would never want neighbors. It's just, it would feel so nice to just be able to, like,
not have to worry about, like, just any of that.
Yeah, and just be in my own little world. Like, not know that everyone else is around me till someone makes a weird noise and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Right. Like, okay, hold up. Yeah.
That's so wild. Like I used to, if I wanted to have social interaction outside of my siblings or my parents, I'd have to walk half a mile and meet up with the other kids, and we had to have like the landline phone tag to try and get a hold of them to let them know to meet us halfway there. And we're kids, so we're terrible at describing things. So right. Like there were times where like we would walk a quarter of a mile and they'd walk like 3/5 of a mile, and then there's no way of contacting each other, so you just kind of run around yelling at each other, like yelling until you found somebody.
I remember that. Hey, bro. I remember me and my friend Jeremy, yeah. So me and my friend Jeremy Jackson lived literally halfway between us. I always remember that. Hey, all right, I'll meet you at Jackson's, you know, halfway, and then yeah. We'll ride. It was either, you know, I was on my way to his house, so it was like, all right, I'll meet you there, but then we'll ride to your house, or vice versa.
Yeah.
I remember that shit. That's fun as fuck. Times are so different now, bro. Elon Musk is a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of dangerous, too.
Yeah, he is a very dangerous motherfucker.
I think a lot of these, like, inventors are dangerous people. Because, like, they can invent so many things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't tell the world about some of the things they make. And so some of us that aren't inventors like that don't even, like, comprehend the power that they have. Like,
Elon straight up made a flamethrower. Sold it. Like, sold, like, 300 or 400 units of it on a special drop. And just called it a day. That's insane.
It's scary when it's those type of people, but they also have, like, the power to, like, have more than just a lot of people who stand behind them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, anyone with power is just crazy.
Realistically, I don't think Elon would be dumb enough to not be able to control those satellites that roam around.
Yeah.
To do something. Like, there is no way that they are not equipped to do something other than what he says the purpose of them for is. And it's not like I'm calling him evil. It's like, what if he's being attacked, you know? Like, by something, or, like, the government's trying to get information for something, and he just wants it private, so he just blocks that shit out, like...
Could you imagine if he's just got some titanium, like, titanium rods in those things, and it's just like, alright, orbital strike.
Did you guys see the aliens at the Mexico, whatever, unveiled?
Yeah, I saw like a little bit about that. Small
things.
No.
Apparently, they found like alien bodies.
So the Mexican governor, what would you even call that? Like the fucking
federales.
Like with the basically the top, like the top fuckers from Mexico who would like show shit to basically like the United States and Australia and like shit like that. Well, I can't remember what you call it, but. They unveiled something, like, there and whatever and said, and showed these fucking, basically, aliens. And, I just saw something. They did x-rays on them, dude, and there's literally actually bones inside of these fucking things.
That's crazy.
So.
I mean, have you heard some of the theories that it's, like, Greymen or, like, aliens are just time travelers coming back? Because we're all progressively, over time, as a species, kind of...
just going down.
Well, not exactly going down, but we're evolving to our environment. So you got to think with, like, pressures on reproduction focusing increasingly on intelligence. And less and less and less so on strength. Like, there's this really interesting read. Trying to remember the name of it. I'm sure somebody will figure it out. But it's basically, like, aliens come to Earth. And they domesticate some humans, and some humans are like, nah, I'm not doing this, and go out and just, like, live on the fringes of society. And so the book follows, like, a war between the subsequent, you know, consequences of having those two groups grow over time, and the different cultures that evolve. So it's like a civil war happens, and you've got basically a bunch of lumberjacks fighting a bunch of like tiny dudes in mechs.
Hmm. You ever think that maybe we were the aliens?
Hmm. I don't know.
You don't think that'd be possible that there was other life here before us?
Oh, well, we've restarted, like, I mean, this is our fifth go.
At least.
Or sixth or something.
At least.
Like, there's been, like, five, like, extinctions to what you would call, like, us humans and shit. And they're each, like, well...
Do you know that everybody...
not necessarily recorded, but they're necessary. Like, it's... They call... Like, the dinosaur one is the most recent one. But there was... I mean, four more before that. Over the span. I mean, fuck, Earth is, like, how old? It's just... It's crazy.
It's, like, 13 billion years old or something like that. 1.3 billion? Something ridiculous.
So it was, like, every, like... It was, like, almost every 300 to 400... It was, like, almost three... Almost... Some of them was 200 million years, and there was, like, three, so, like, average, like, you know, whatever the average was, the whatever happened.
Yeah.
And we're on our whatever go, and we're, like, a shit ton of overdue.
Yeah.
Basically. From, like, how long it took the last one to the dinosaurs one anyways, or whatever. Can't remember. There's names to those, too, those extinctions and shit or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they're called.
Before we get any further into this topic, we're going to go into a quick ad break. I'll see you guys in just a minute.